Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, it's everyone's favorite time, or at least my favorite time. It's Beer 30. We've got Brad in studio, Ben on the phone. The guys are from Sports Meets Beer. You can check out their podcast online on Facebook and Twitter. That's their socials. And, of course, podcasts on Google Play and iTunes. This beer that's in front of me right now that you just smoothly poured into this glass.
I am not smooth. The beer itself, however.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Thanks for having us, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for being so polite.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for calling me and including me in your guys' fun. Apparently, I can't come by the studios ever.
Yeah, well.
When you're not grounded anymore, we'll look forward to having you. So this beer, I've been looking forward to this particular Beer 30 for some time. So today we have the Goose Island Bourbon County Stout. This is the 2017 vintage. Yes, there are vintages to this. We've talked on the show before about laying beers down and letting them age. This is one where you will want to do that. It is the original Bourbon County Stout, or the original Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout, I should say. We actually, on the podcast a few weeks ago, we talked to one of the brewers from Lagunitas, and we were talking about them doing a barrel-aged beer and being in Chicago, and they were concerned about, being in Goose Island's backyard as they're sort of the forefather from this. And they kind of laughed at me for asking because they said, we're Lagunitas, what do we care? But in my mind, this is a pretty big deal. We don't get this beer out here very often. Goose Island is not like a brand they're owned by Anheuser-Busch now, but it's not a brand that we see a ton of out here. Mm-hmm. But this thing is like truly one of the masterpieces of this style of beer. And so I'm really excited to be able to pour it here in studio.
Exactly.
So we go through the AATMF here, the appearance. This thing is dark as night.
Yeah, that's the first thing I said when you poured it. Look how dark that is.
It's like pouring a midnight on Halloween. It's so dark.
Yes.
Yeah, this beer is definitely not for the faint of heart, who, if someone does not like whiskey, this is the same thing. If you don't like ginger beer or ginger flavors, then don't drink Moscow Mules. You're not going to like them. Same thing with this. If you don't like whiskey, you're not going to like this. You don't like the bourbon, the little bit of the burn you get, all the aromatics you get from whiskey. You're not going to like this at all.
The barrel aging does something so interesting to the stout here. You do get a lot of that sort of smoky char from the whiskey barrel, the vanilla, the oak, all those things exist there. But then it draws out of the stout. You get like a dried fruit, like figs or raisins. There's something about it in the nose here as well that you don't expect, right? You look for the roastiness of a stout typically. But this has just another layer because of how much the barrel has mellowed it out. There's some like vanilla in this, semi-sweet chocolate, I think. As you get into the nose here, the mouthfeel is super creamy and soft. And as it warms up, you'll notice that the nose gets even brighter. It is 14.1%, so there is an alcohol burn. It's not so much in the nose. I don't find that it stings the nostrils like some of the higher alcohol content IPAs perhaps that are out there, or like the Scotch ales, that kind of thing. But there is a noticeable alcohol burn here, and it definitely sort of warms your throat as you're drinking.
There's nothing better than a beer that can really deliver on you look at it and you know what to expect. And it does it really well. So this one, you see how dark and complex, and people go, oh, it's a stout, from across the room. But you dive into it. You get all these flavors. I get, it's funny. I get a lot of kind of roasted nuttiness, right? So,
yes.
The vanilla is very, very faint to me. I really didn't even think about it until you mentioned it. But I get kind of like the smell of like roasted peanuts, stuff like that. I get a little hint of that where it's just that a little bit of that saltiness, just a little nuttiness to it. And it's more than what you normally would expect out of a beer like this, which is kind of cool.
As Ben can attest, I try to get my hands on a couple of these every year. I give them out as gifts, or we get together and we just drink them, and we try and lay them down, and we try and taste each vintage for four to five years after. We try and lay them down so we can compare year to year.
Oh, wow.
And talk about it. It just this is the kind of beer that picks up a lot of complexity the longer it goes.
Yeah, over time.
Yeah, over time.
Just Danny, when he does give one every year as gifts, he usually delivers mine cold, and sets it down and all of a sudden puts a bottle opener right next to it. Kind of gives me the, can you get to the gift receiving now, please?
It's a gift for Sports Meets Beer. Thank you very much.
I just want to see my friend enjoy this. That's all.
Exactly. What? I want to see you take the first sip.
What you guys were saying earlier about you, if you saw somebody just have it in a glass across the bar or across the room or something, it's not at all. It's not like total example of not judging a book by its cover. Like, it's not at all. Right. It doesn't taste at all what it looks like.
Right.
At all. Like, not even a little bit. It's. And then when I first tasted it, I didn't expect the alcohol burn, so I was a little surprised. But as it's gotten warmer, yeah, it's
you know,
super good.
The other part too.
And so I'm sure it's not a secret at this point, but for me, this beer gets two thumbs way, way up.
Yes, I would agree. This is, if you are, you know, if you like to try barrel-aged beer and you can see this on the shelf in front of you, buy it. Don't wait. I don't care if you have to skip Starbucks for a month. This is worth the investment. It's one of those things where it is delicious and is worth it. Two thumbs up all the way from Napa County.
Yeah, I'm a thumbs up on it as well. You can check out this review and all the others on our Beer 30 page at 977theriver.com. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on Google Play and iTunes, and find them on the socials, Facebook and Twitter. Guys, thanks again.
Thanks, Danny.